USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Sentenced last week to nearly 4 years in prison, former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort will be in a Washington, D.C. courtroom today, where he could get another 10 years in prison for conspiracy and witness tampering. The Washington Post's reporter Philip Rucker says a pardon for Manafort by President Trump is not out of the question.
And the president has been quite sympathetic about the case of Paul Manafort and has been for many months now, including at the end of last week after the judge in Virginia issued that four-year prison sentence.
He spoke on MSNBC. Another union of flight attendants has written the FAA expressing concerns about the Boeing 737 MAX 8, which has been grounded by governments around the world after a fatal crash in Ethiopia Sunday that was the second deadly crash of such a plane in less than 5 months. This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
A former priest from New Jersey is dead, apparently murdered years after he was accused of sexually abusing young boys. Authorities say 70-year-old John Caparelli was found with a single gunshot wound to the neck a few days ago inside his home near Las Vegas. He'd resigned from the priesthood after he was first accused back in 1992. Former Vice President Joe Biden hinting that he's got a big announcement coming soon. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Members of the International Association of Firefighters chanted "Run, Joe, Run" before a speech by Biden. During the speech, he raised the issue of the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund.
Why are the hell we arguing about that still?
Why is that even being argued? It must be permanently funded, period.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Remember to find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke has been cleared of trying to influence a special election in Pennsylvania. The Office of Special Counsel saying in a letter on Monday that it found no evidence Zinke violated the Hatch Act, which bars federal employees from using government resources for political purposes. Zinke telling CNN yesterday that false allegations can destroy the reputations of those who serve their country. Britain's parliament is scheduled to vote today on leaving the European Union without any deal for trading with the EU in place. The vote follows yesterday's overwhelming defeat of the Brexit deal that Prime Minister Theresa May had negotiated with the European Union. Many Brits predict a no-deal Brexit would be a disaster for the UK economy, disrupting food supplies, leading to medicine shortages, and creating chaos at British ports. If today's vote fails, as expected, members will vote tomorrow on delaying the scheduled March 29th departure from the European Union. And some Utah Girl Scouts say a man bought hundreds of boxes of their Girl Scout cookies and then told them to give them away. Daryl Smith made the donation to the girls of Troop 455 as they were selling cookies outside a grocery store near Salt Lake City a few days ago. The money covered 250 boxes of cookies, which the girls did give away to disbelieving customers. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.